Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. Let me thank all of you so much for giving me all the positive feedback I've been getting on the last couple of shows. I'm glad that you've been enjoying them, and I certainly enjoy making them. So let's see if we can keep the tradition alive here and keep going. So each week I try to come up with a new topic for you that hopefully will pique your interest. I was having a problem with that until yesterday. And here's the topic today. I am so sick and tired of when I go to a grocery store, I am approached, accosted, harassed, harangued, call it what you want, by people begging for money. And so let me give you the scenario of what happened yesterday. I'm in a parking lot. We're in the car. It's a hot day, relatively hot day. And so the two back windows were almost all the way down. The two front windows were down too, but not nearly as much. I don't know why they did that, but that's the way it was. This lady walks up. We haven't even gotten out of the car yet. Sticks her head all the way in the back seat, into the back window, and says, "We're collecting for the whatever, insert name of organization here." I turned around and said, no, thank you, not today. I was really trying to be nice, and what really got me was when I realized that the organization she was collecting for, if said organization exists, which I have no way of knowing, was for a city and the city citizens that were two cities over. And that just really got me. It really did. You know, I understand that there are a lot of legitimate organizations out there that really do need have to work on fundraising, and I really don't have a problem with if they set a table in front of the store, not directly in front of the grocery store entrance, but maybe off to the side, and which gives people an opportunity that if they want, they can contribute. But I really don't like it when people keep walking up to me, and in this instance, there were three women in the parking lot, and they were just walking up to people, really just walk and just almost demanding. And you know what else really gets me about it is when you say no, they go, "God bless you," right? As if they're saying, "Well, we're going to be nice to you, even though you're cruel enough not to give us any money. Even though you're mean and selfish and self-centered and a hateful and a hate monger, we're going to say, God bless you," is to try to make you feel bad. You know, I, it's just wrong. But what got me yesterday more than anything was that the organization, which was very local, was for a city that has nothing to do with where I was. This has been a topic that's come up over and over again over the years. And I've not talked about it personally, but I've read about it. And it never bothered me so much until yesterday, and I don't know why. But it would be like if you live in—I'm going to try to use cities that you're familiar with. You're living in Los Angeles. You walk into up to a grocery entrance, and somebody says, "We're collecting for the citizens of San Diego." Citizens of San Diego. Like, wait a minute. If you want to collect for the citizens of San Diego, why don't you go to San Diego and do it? It's not like being a Salvation Army or Goodwill or something that's kind of global. And you know, these people really go out of their way to make you, to really oppress the point. They've gotten more aggressive. And you know, I have no, it used to be when I was younger, it used to make me feel kind of guilty, you know, but I don't anymore. And in fact, I've seen some things over the last couple of weeks that just, you know, it's hard to trust anybody. And I cannot figure out for the life of me why grocery stores allow this to happen, why they continue to let their customers be harassed by these people. I don't get it. I don't know if there's some city ordinance, and it happens in every city I've been in. And what really kills me, and I guess, you know, they usually go to the more affluent cities to collect for the poorer cities. I understand, but I just don't want to be, I'm tired. So now I've gotten to the point, and again, I don't want to be mean. I really don't, because I've gotten to the point where I just say that one guy walked at me, and I said, "Don't ask me." I just looked at him, In fact, the lady who stuck her head in the car yesterday was a bit, took me aback. I wasn't prepared for that. But usually when they walk up, and they usually approach, it depends. Usually I found that if it's women, they approach the men. If there's two of you walking, let's say you're a couple, the men usually, I don't know, it just seems like it's been my situation. They usually try to approach the one they think they'll have the greater success with. Sometimes it's the women, sometimes it's the men. But for me, it doesn't matter if they're approaching. Let's say I'm walking with some woman and we walk out and they say, excuse me, I just look at them. The last three times it's worked, I'm kind of confusing it now, but maybe the last three or four times. I know one time a guy said to me, I just said, don't ask. Just looked at him. The other day, I turned my head, tilted and looked and just looked inside. And he, okay, God bless you. Fine. But there are a lot of people that don't have they still feel guilty. It's sad that we can't be polite. I try to be polite when I can. Like I said yesterday, I said, no, thank you, not today. But boy, I tell you, it really got me. Now, let me give you another example of why you cannot trust these people. So I was at a restaurant, and this would be in the last 2 weeks. We walk outside the restaurant, and a lady walks up to me, and she says, oh, excuse me, I locked my keys in my car. I don't know, something about, I need to get collect, I just need some bus money. If you could, you know, and I said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash. That was nice because, you know, she's a little older. And the person I was with said, well, you know, you could at least give her a quarter or 75 cents. I said, she's full of crap. Oh, Mark, come on, you know, not everybody's, okay, fine. So I said, let's do a little test. So we drove out of the parking lot. Okay. And we moved the car, came back in an inconspicuous area and watched her. She did collect enough money from four other people coming out of that restaurant. Okay. So I'd say she probably collected, you know, $5. So we went away. I said, let's go back and see if she's still there. You know, she was still there 3 hours later getting more money. It doesn't take that much money for a bus. You see them? And she was given the same spiel. The exact same spiel. You know, I mean, another guy, this was, again, within the last, three or four weeks, I was at a Trader Joe's or something, and there was a guy, that's when I'm lost. I just need a few dollars. I had a fight with my daughter or something, and she kicked me out of the car. And I said, no, thank you. No, I didn't say no, thank you. I said, no. Again. Went away, looked, saw him collect money from other people, usually older people, usually women, from what I could see. And he's still asking. It's never enough. Is everybody who does this not right? No. And again, I have no problem if somebody wants to set up a table and, I look at the Girl Scouts and stuff. I just don't want to look. I'm going into a grocery store. I'm going to a business establishment to spend money. And usually I don't even want to do that. And that's when it's for me. And if somebody, you know, it's like, it's just an added pressure to have to say no to somebody. Why put me in a situation where I got to say no? Well, you could say, well, then just say yes. Just really irks me. But I think what happened yesterday got me the most because it was for a local organization that was going to help not people in my city, you understand, but people in a different city. I don't know. It just got to me. So don't ask me, okay? Just don't ask me. If any of you who are out there on your cell phones who are collecting for money, just don't ask me. Somebody says, well, what if someday you had to do something like that? Well, then I'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. But I haven't. And the same people over and over. They, you know, there was a show on TV not long ago. These people make a lot of money doing that stuff. They really can. And the more affluent the city, I guess the more money they must make. Because some people feel guilty about the money that they have. And so they want to, you know, maybe it's their way of giving back. I don't know. But when you go sticking your head in someone's car, it's too much. Too much. Too much. Okay. So for all those of you who are going to send me emails asking for a couple of dollars, don't ask me. All right. That's pretty much all I have today. I'm getting angry thinking about it all over again. I don't know why it bothered me so much. Maybe it's just I'm getting older and I don't know. Things don't go down as easily. Maybe that's it. Regardless, remember to make a joyful noise. And I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.